from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 95 to 5 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Aniasana with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia is to offer infrastructure projects at International Monetary Fund (IMF) and World Bank meeting. Indonesian Police Chief General Tito Karnavian receives 3 highest Indonesian military awards. And now the news in detail. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani has said the government would offer investment in infrastructure projects to potential investors from across the world who attend the IMF World Bank meeting in Bali from October 8 to 14. She said in Jakarta on Tuesday that the number of countries had expressed interest in financing infrastructure projects in Indonesia. Sri Mulyani said after attending a meeting of IMF World Bank Group 2018 National Organizing Committee in Jakarta that from the annual meeting in last April in Washington, the ministry received many offers from financial institutions, particularly for financing infrastructure projects. She explained that during the Bali meeting, which would be attended by many heads of state, ministers, representatives of various organizations, as well as business communities, there would be many side events at which Indonesia could display various investment opportunities, including infrastructure projects. He believed many investors would be interested in investing in Indonesia, both through the government's debt papers and through direct investment to the projects offered by the government, particularly because Indonesia has a high investment grade. Indonesian Police Chief General Tito Karnavian received the highest 3 Indonesian Military TNI Awards today, Wednesday, at the Indonesian Military TNI Headquarters, East Jakarta. The 3 awards are Bintang Kartika Eka Paksi Utama from Indonesian Army, Bintang Jalasena Utama from Indonesian Navy, and Bintang Swabuana Paksa Utama from Indonesian Air Force. The award was given directly by the Chief of Staff of TNI Army and Navy. The Indonesian Military TNI Commander Marshal Hadi Cahyanto said the award is a great pride for him and the police. Tito Karnavian is considered to have contributed to the progress and development of the Indonesian Military TNI, even though he is not a member of the Indonesian Military TNI. He said the award is a symbol of the cooperation and coordination of the Indonesian Military TNI and Indonesian Police, which has been relatively good. Tito Karnavian explained that the Indonesian Police also awarded the Bintang Bayangkara Nararia and Bintang Bayangkara Utama to Hadi while serving as Indonesian Air Force Chief of Staff and to the Chief of Staff of Indonesian Army and Navy. The award, said Tito, was given when Badruddin Haiti served as the Chief of Indonesian Police. In the conferment procession, Hadi also received the highest award from the Navy and Army. Hadi is considered to have contributed to the progress and development of the Indonesian Military TNI. The administration is revising regulations on tax incentives for investment and seeks to pass them by the end of this month. Speaking to 41 U.S.-based companies grouped under the U.S. ASEAN Business Council on Tuesday morning, President Joko Widodo underlined the significance of investment into Indonesia from the world's top economy. President Joko Widodo said during a meeting with the Council at the Merdeka Palace Jakarta on Tuesday, March 13, that American investment into Indonesia has been sizable and plays an important role in the Indonesian economy. Realized foreign direct investment FDI in Indonesia by U.S. firms surged by 71.5% to $1.99 billion last year, driven by 625 projects. The U.S. stood still as the sixth largest foreign spender in the archipelago over the 2016-2017 period. President Joko Widodo also noted that the U.S. brought high-quality investment into Indonesia through companies with powerful brands, state-of-the-art technology, and a broad international network, including gold and copper miner Freeport-McMoRan, technology giant Google and Facebook, and entertainment giant Walt Disney. Consequently, he expected U.S. companies to boost their investment, although he was also aware of the many challenges of doing business in Indonesia. Bank Indonesia BI Governor Agus Martowardoyo believes that the national economy will grow above 5.01% in the first quarter of 2018, or higher than the growth in the same period of 2017. He said in Jakarta on Tuesday, March 13, that the first quarter growth was fueled by the business world's good performance, coupled with the continuation of government programs, as indicated by higher imports of raw materials since December 2017. However, the economy in the first quarter of 2018 will grow at a slower pace than in the fourth quarter of 2017, when it expanded by 5.19% year-on-year. He said since December, imports have grown highly, contributed mostly by the import of raw materials. Household consumption in the first 3 months of 2018 also improved as compared to the trend of annual consumption in the first quarter of 2018. The good household consumption resulted from the distribution of the first phase of Village Fund. The Village Funds, coupled with social assistance from the government, will sustain the contribution of household consumption to the national economic growth this year. Household consumption grew 4.9% last year, less than the annual trend of 5%. This news comes to you over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi has invited Muslims in Russia to spread the values of peace and tolerance. The Indonesian Embassy in Moscow, through its statement on Tuesday, March 13, said that Minister Marsudi called on the Russian Muslims to spread the values of peace and tolerance when visiting the Moscow Grand Mosque and met with Vice Chairman of the Muslims Assembly of the Russian Federation, Damir Gizatulin, on Monday, March 12. The minister stated that Indonesia is the world's largest Muslim country and Muslims in Russia are also quite a lot. Hence, it would be good if the relationship could be improved and equally spread the values of peace and tolerance that are currently required. Gizatulin highly appreciated the visit of the Indonesian foreign minister, who is also one of the country's top officials. He explained that the visit is an honor for Russia, and Minister Marsudi is the second high-ranking officials from Indonesia who visited the mosque after President Sukarno in 1956. According to Gizatulin, many things can be collaborated with Indonesia in the religious field, as Indonesia has a lot of experience in the field such as education, banking, and Hajj management. Indonesian community enlivened the celebration of Harmony Day in Australia with Angklung performance. Harmony Day was held by the Randwick City Administration Australia at a spot festival in Randwick. Indonesian community enlivened the festival with Angklung music performance while promoting Angklung music to the local community. They played some song compositions from traditional to international songs. The Amazing Grace song was the one that they played. The Angklung music performance is a collaboration between the Indonesian Consulate General of Sydney and the Indonesian community in Sydney, the Angklung music group from the Indonesian Presbyterian Church in Randwick. Consul Zani Murnia of the Indonesian Consulate General has conveyed in a press statement from the Indonesian Consulate General on Tuesday, expressed his appreciation for this opportunity to show Indonesian traditions and culture in a big multicultural festival. The Indonesian Angklung performance is one of four cultural performances at Harmony Stage. And the last item, Rafflesia Tuan Mudai is in bloom in Maninjau Nature Reserve in Marambuang, Agam District, West Sumatra. Ade Putra, Forest Ecosystem Ranger of the Natural Resource Conservation Agency in Agam Resort, said on Tuesday that the flower was already blooming on the third day. He said the flower blooms perfectly for 7 to 10 days. Rafflesia Tuan Mudai is a male flower which has 5 petals and diameter of 84.8 cm. Rafflesia Tuan Mudai also bloomed on February 26 in this location. In late 2017, a giant Rafflesia Tuan Mudai having a diameter of 107 cm, believed to be the world's largest, had also found in bloom in the forest. This is based on the world record because earlier the largest Rafflesia was found in the Philippines with its diameter reached 100 cm. Currently, there are 43 flower buds of Rafflesia in the location with an area of about 2 times 2 meters. He said the very young buds will bloom within 2 years. The habitat of Rafflesia was firstly discovered by local people cleaning waterways. The villagers later took closer looks and found the rare giant flowers, so they reported their findings to the Wali Nagari, or the head of the custom village. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia is to offer infrastructure projects at International Monetary Fund, IMF, and World Bank meeting. The Indonesian Police Chief General Tito Karnavian receives 3 highest Indonesian military TNI awards. And listener, that was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled Three Countries Dilemma Meeting in Jakarta for Peace in Afghanistan. Listener, March 2018 will be a historical month for Indonesia in its effort to bring peace to Afghanistan. Ulema, or Islamic clerics from Afghanistan, will meet those from Pakistan, including from the Taliban, in Jakarta, Indonesia. The meeting of clerics from the three countries, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Indonesia, is a follow-up of President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kalla's visit to Afghanistan some time ago. The plan to gather the clerics from Afghanistan and Pakistan was discussed during a follow-up meeting between Vice President Yusuf Kalla, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, and Central Executive of the Indonesian Ulema Council last week. It was decided that not only from the governments but also from Taliban elements are to be invited in the upcoming meeting. As we know that armed conflict in Afghanistan has not subsided, especially with the presence of Taliban militia and the Daulah Islamiyah movement, the question is, will the meeting in Jakarta immediately resolve the armed conflict and the violence that occurred in Afghanistan? Armed conflict in Afghanistan does not involve the scholars directly, but this conflict has taken lots of casualties among security forces, Taliban militia, and Daulah Islamiyah jihadists, as well as civilians. The presence of foreign parties in Afghanistan on the grounds of securing the situation doesn't seem to solve the problem. The conflict in Afghanistan continues to occur not only because of the political reason, but also due to the difference in ideology or sects related to Islam, which is the religion of that state. From the aspect of ideology or religious approach, it seems that the role of ulema needs to be optimized. In this perspective, although not necessarily solve the problem instantly, this interclerical meeting can be one way of realizing peace in Afghanistan. The clerics in Afghanistan and Pakistan can see the condition in Indonesia, as well as observing the role and position of ulema in maintaining a conducive situation in this predominantly Muslim country. The results of the discussions and agreements to be reached at the clerical meetings in Jakarta could be a new starting point for further dialogue in Afghanistan, which will discuss technical issues and tactical strategies in realizing peace. Indonesia's credibility and experience in pioneering peace has been proven. In Cambodia, for example, Indonesia succeeded in initiating peace talks that eventually were realized. In addition, the role of ulama in Indonesia in maintaining a conducive and united situation can also be a concrete example on how the ulama playing their roles. And listeners, that was today's commentary. Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. We start with an event of March 14, 1933, the establishment of Persib Bandung. In 1933, in Bandung, West Java, it was established a football association called Bandung Inlands Football Bond, or BIVB. The BIVB was one of the nationalist struggle organizations at that time. BIVB then disappeared. Then appeared two other soccer societies that was also colored with Indonesian nationalism, namely the Football Association of Bandung and National Football Bond. On March 14, 1933, the two soccer societies agreed to join, then followed by the establishment of Indonesian Football Association Bandung Persib. Anwar Pamuncak was elected as the first chairman of Persib. Persib Bandung was established as a tool of struggle in the field of sport to compete the hegemony of organization or the Dutch form club. On March 14, 1980, Muhammad Hatta or Bung Hatta passes away. Dr. Muhammad Hatta or Bung Hatta, as he is popularly known, is a national hero, statesman, economist, and also the first vice president of Indonesia. Muhammad Hatta, together with President Sukarno, played an important role in Indonesian independence from the Dutch colonialism, by jointly proclaiming it on August 17, 1945. Muhammad Hatta also served as Prime Minister in the first and second cabinet and the United Republic of Indonesia rest period. He resigned as Vice President in 1956 due to a different opinion from Sukarno. Bung Hatta is also known as the father of Indonesian cooperatives. Muhammad Hatta died in Jakarta on March 14, 1980 of illness. As a tribute for his services, the Jakarta International Airport was named Soekarno-Hatta, which was designated as one of the national heroes of Indonesia on October 23, 1986. Listener, we end the regular Today in History with the implementation of the first Iranian parliamentary elections. On March 14, 1980, the first parliamentary elections after the establishment of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The election is held on the sidelines of various actions of provocation and propaganda of Western countries that opposed the establishment of the Islamic Republic in Iran. The Iranian parliament consists of 290 people and minority schools such as Christian, Catholic, Jewish, Zoroastrian have the right to send at least one representative in the parliament.
Listener, that was Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome to the regular My Indonesia. Today's topic is about the Indonesian government facilitates tax regulation to encourage investment. The Indonesian Finance Ministry is finalizing four new rules that will be passed in coming weeks. The four regulations are intended to encourage investment in accordance with President Joko Widodo's mandate in the target of economic growth in 2018. This was stated by Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati after a coordination meeting on the ease of investment at the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs in Central Jakarta on Monday, March 12. Sri Mulyani targeting that the rules to be completed by the end of this month. The rules are tax holiday in the form of exemption of income tax and tax allowance for small and medium enterprises and incentives for companies conducting research and development as well as vocations. Tax holiday and tax allowance are tax incentive forms to the company, considering the amount of investment. For the tax holiday, the discussion is almost complete and it will determine the criteria of industry that can get beneficial from the policy. The regulatory products for tax holiday will be realized in the form of regulation of the Finance Ministry. Minister Sri Mulyani said that the investment limit of tax holiday will be reduced to 500 billion rupiah from the previous figure of 1 trillion rupiah. The deduction is without limitation of telecommunications-related businesses. With the tax allowance, Minister Sri Mulyani said the stages are only to determine what business group can utilize it and its products will be made in the form of government regulation or PP. Meanwhile, tax payment for small and medium enterprises, the tariff has been set to 0.5% per year from 1% previously. The discussion has been final, but the Ministry of Finance with related parties still need time to coordinate with the stakeholders to prepare the draft. The company incentive for research, development and vocation have been prepared and are in the process of finalization, which then formulated in the government regulation. The tax rule for small and medium enterprises are also packaged in the form of government regulation. Minister Sri Mulyani hope with the enforcement of the four rules, it can effectively encourage the growth of investment levels, both in large and small-scale businesses. So far, before the four rules are implemented, Indonesia is not maximized yet in intensifying investment. Minister Sri Mulyani stated that Indonesia has a very diverse economic character. According to her, diversification is huge. Therefore, the government needs to attract investment both labor-intensive, export orientation, as well as small-medium enterprises. That was My Indonesia.
This is Ania Sana with News in Brief. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani has said the government would offer investment in infrastructure projects to potential investors from across the world who attend the IMF World Bank meeting in Bali from October 8 to 14. She said in Jakarta on Tuesday that a number of countries had expressed interest in financing infrastructure projects in Indonesia. Police Chief General Tito Karnavian received the highest three Indonesian military TNI awards today, Wednesday, at the Indonesian TNI headquarters in Jakarta. The three awards are Bintang Kartika Eka Paksi Utama from Indonesian Army, Bintang Jalasena Utama from Indonesian Navy, and Bintang Swabuana Paksa Utama from Indonesian Air Force. The administration is revising regulations on tax incentives for investment and seeks to pass them by the end of this month. Speaking to 41 U.S.-based companies grouped under the U.S.-ASEAN Business Council on Tuesday morning, the President Joko Widodo underlined the significance of investment into Indonesia from the world's top economy. Bank Indonesia Governor Agus Martowardoyo believes that the national economy will grow above 5.01% in the first quarter of 2018, or higher than the growth in the same period of 2017. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi has invited Muslims in Russia to spread the values of peace and tolerance. Indonesian community enlivened the celebration of Harmony Day in Australia with Angklung performance. And the last item, Rafflesia Tuan Mudai, is in bloom in Maninjau Natural Reserve in Marambuang Agam District, West Sumatra Province. And listener, that was News in Brief. Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to one of traditional dances from Pamekasan, Madura. Stay tuned. Listeners, Indonesia consists of various tribes. There is no wonder if Indonesia is rich of arts and cultures. But there are some of the arts which are almost extinct. Therefore, to preserve them, the regional government of Pamekasan in Madura, East Java, attempts to carry out some effort. One of its regional main arts is called Getak Mas Dance. Listeners, Getak Mas Dance is one of traditional dances which becomes part of Ludruk Sandur performance. Ludruk Sandur or Sandur art is a kind of folk art which is most loved by Pamekasan people. The art is always performed in every event, such as wedding party, circumcision, and many others. No wonder, all Pamekasan people know the art well. In Ludruk Sandur performance, Getak Mas Dance is performed as opening of the arts performance. Listeners, Getak Mas Dance is known with the names Klonawan Dance. Every movement of the dance depends on the sound of gendang or drum with sounds ge and tak. The sound of the drum which is followed with the dance is named Getak Mas Dance. Until now, the name of Klonawan has no more used and it is changed to be Getak Mas Dance. The traditional dance describes a figure of Prabhu Baladewa in the Dalang Madura Mas performance. Madura people are very proud with the figure. Baladewa is a figure with strong and stiff character, and he is open-minded in revealing every problem. The characters are considered to describe characters of Madura people in general. Listeners, Pamekasan Regional Government has decided Getak Mas Dance as the main traditional dance of Pamekasan Regency. Since 2010, the dance has been taught to students as extracurriculum subject. It is valued, effective to protect the preservation of the dance. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Getak Mas Dance from Pamekasan Madura East Java. Thank you for listening.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia on the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Janji Bertemu, or in English, appointment. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about janji bertemu, or in English, appointment. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly, twice, and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Tony and Heru.
Halo Heru.
Halo Tony. Besok bisa bertemu?
Tentu. Jam berapa?
Jam 4 sore setelah saya bekerja.
Ya, bisa.
Baik, sampai bertemu besok ya.
Ya, sampai besok.
After we listen to the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabularies and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Besok bisa bertemu. Besok bisa bertemu, in English, can we meet tomorrow? Tentu, jam berapa? Tentu, jam berapa, in English, of course, at what time? Jam 4 sore setelah saya bekerja. Jam 4 sore setelah saya bekerja, in English, at 4 p.m., after the office break. Ya, bisa. Ya, bisa, in English, yes, I can. Sampai bertemu besok, or sampai besok. Sampai bertemu besok, or sampai besok. In English, see you tomorrow. Material. To make appointment with friends, you can ask them, besok bisa bertemu. In English, can we meet tomorrow? Or bisa bertemu besok? In English, can we meet tomorrow? When talking in Bahasa Indonesia, if you ask someone about something, you have to end the sentence with rising intonation. For example, besok bisa bertemu? Besok bisa bertemu? And bisa bertemu hari Selasa? Bisa bertemu hari Selasa? Okay. Listener, until next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to the Regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present the songs from Musik Kimia Band. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Apakah Harus Seperti Ini? By Musik Kimia Band. Happy listening. Listener, that was the song Apakah Harus Seperti Ini by Musik Kimia Band. The set song was the first single from Musik Kimia Band. The band is that was formed exactly on the 67th anniversary of Indonesian Independence Day on August 17, 2012. Musik Kimia consists of four personnel, namely Fadli vocalist, Rindra the bassist, Yoyo the drummer, and Stephen Santoso guitarist. The three personnel, Fadli, Rindra, and Yoyo, have familiar among Indonesian music lovers. They were personnel of Padi Band. Fadli, Rindra, and Yoyo started the Musik Kimia project with a Twitter account to share interesting information about music. From the Twitter, they also agreed to use Musik Kimia as the name of their music project that symbolizes the bonds of interpersonal in music. Well, let's listen to the next song entitled Hangus by Musik Kimia Band. Happy listening.
Di suatu masa mendatang, pohon-pohon sudah tak bergembira. Hutan menggundul sendiri, seperti disulap dan tak peduli. Why you check out pohon tumbang? Oh yeah! Oksigen mulai menipis, panas bumi terasa lebih keras. Sungai buat jalan baru, karena pohon kita tak sekuat dulu. Ayo bikin benteng lagi. Oh yeah. Hijaukan kotamu, tanamlah pohon untuk masa depan. Ajarkan anakmu untuk selalu mencintai hutan. Lakukan cemaran udara kotor. Berikan dia buaya, dapat diambil dari udaranya. Ayo kita tanam pohon. Oh yeah. Bayangkan indahnya bila di kotamu rindang dan sejuk nikmat. Kau selalu bisa berteduh dan manjakan dirimu di sana. Ayo kita wujudkannya. Oh yeah. Hijaukan kotamu, tanamlah pohon untuk masa depan. Ajarkan anakmu untuk selalu mencintai hutan. Lakukan hatiku nanti bila anakku mati karena banjir longsor pada obat kimia. Hutan menjadi pemandangan langka dan hewan pun sedih hidup di balik besi. Besi, besi, besi.
Just listen to the song Hangus by Musik Kimia Band. Listener, although it was formed in 2012, Musik Kimia launched its debut single entitled Apakah Harus Seperti Ini? And the album entitled Indonesia Is in 2013. Then in 2016, Musik Kimia released a second album entitled Intersisi. The musical works of Musik Kimia have quite different styles from Pade Band, although three of the four personnel have long been working in Padi. Talking about Musikimya Band, it cannot be separated from Padi Band. Some medias or netizens always comparing the two bands. Moreover, some people said that Musikimya is a protest of Fadli, Rindra and Yoyo when Piyu, their friend in Padi Band, still busy with his solo project. With a reunification of the Padi Band in 2018, many people, especially the fans, are worrying about the existence of Musikimya for the future. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Dan Bernyanyilah and Ini Dadaku by Musikimya Band. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Kita masih punya semangat. Inilah dadaku, di mana dadamu. Tunjukkan dada kita, kita masih punya semangat. Hei sahabat, buka matamu, derapkan langkah ke depan. Tunjukkan pada dunia, kita bukan bangsa yang lemah. Kita akan berjuang bersama, tetapkan tekad untuk tetap bersatu. Oh sadarkah kita semua, bahwa mental ini harus sekuat baja. Jangan pernah mencoba, lupakan sejarah, bahwa kita ini bangsa yang besar. Dan di tangan bersatu melawan segala bentuk penindasan di atas bumi pertiwi. Wujudkan mimpi pendiri bangsa, warisi semangat juang mereka. Teriakkan lantang, teriak kita akan berjuang.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Saat dirimu terhanyut dalam seri yang kau rasakan seperti mendung hitam. Cobalah engkau sadari bahwa hidup ini terlalu indah untuk ditangisi.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Na,
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.